You're listening to Half Stack Highlights, a blogcast dedicated to showcasing the latest in indie talent, business, and creative opportunities for the dreamer in you. We bring you intimate conversations with up-and-comers, entrepreneurs, and fellow dreamers alike, and we're based right here in Chicago.
I'm Tom Olson. Today, I'm with Paul Caldwell, Creative Director for Windy City Performing Arts. We are discussing Legacies of Hope, which will premiere Saturday, March 21st, 2015, at St. James Cathedral in downtown Chicago. At that performance, Windy City Performing Arts will present Tyler Sweet, music curated by Stephen Schwartz, in honor and memory of Tyler Clemente.
Hi, Paul. What is the story behind Tyler Clemente?
Tyler was a boy in New Jersey who decided at some point that he wanted to play the violin. And he took lessons, and it turns out he was supremely talented. He was a prodigy, and he became a young virtuoso. And he was going off to music school to pursue his dream. And 3 weeks into his freshman year, his roommate webcammed him.
The webcam incident was of Tyler Clemente kissing another man, thus outing the students to his friends. The webcam was posted online. Tyler Clemente jumped to his death from the George Washington Bridge. Shortly after Clemente's suicide, there was a heightened media attention surrounding the suicides in New Jersey, Texas, California, Indiana, and Minnesota. The same month that Clemente died, four other American teenagers were reported to have committed suicide after being taunted about their homosexuality.
Can you tell me a little bit about the chorus?
Sure. It's really kind of an extraordinary organization, I think. It's a group that uses music to create thoughtful commentary and dialogue on issues that we think are important in the LGBTQ community.
How many members are in your choir presently?
There are just over 100 in the organization, divided into two groups. The tenors and basses will be singing this piece, and there are 60 of them, and then there are another 45 singers who are sopranos and altos who will also be performing on the concert. So there'll be a little over 100 singers in all. And this piece is actually being performed by the men's chorus from our organization. It's a group of gay guys who use the music as a way to sort of help us and help the LGBTQ community find a voice. The musical community, I mean, what we do as artists is take inspiration from life, and in this case, sadly, from death. And we try to create commentary on that that has some depth and some meaning and some purpose. And a group of gay choruses decided that this story really did warrant our attention. And so the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus kind of led the charge and lined up the composers to write the music to tell the story. And then several other choruses around the country agreed to co-commission the piece and to perform it soon after it was composed. So we've sort of sat here for a year and a half to 2 years, knowing that the story was out there and the composers were working on it, but not knowing exactly what it was going to be at the end, but knowing that we were going to participate in the telling of the story once it was done. So it's a piece that has been written by several of America's finest composers. Each of them contributed a movement, and each of them focuses on a particular aspect of Tyler's story. The music sort of does the same thing the Tyler Clementi Foundation has done, which is take something that was horrible and is horrible, that's completely unthinkable, but use it as a starting point to reach a place of hope. Clementi Foundation is really kind of an amazing story. When Tyler died in 2010, of course, he left behind a family that was devastated. At some point after the media frenzy died down, Tyler's mom, Jane, used her grief to springboard to a real position of activism, which is really kind of an incredible thing, because I don't have the impression that she had been particularly an activist for LGBTQ issues before that, but she was a grieving mother and she understood that what had happened to her son could have been perhaps prevented, or the pain that he suffered could have been mitigated if he had heard supportive voices around the issue of him being gay when he was growing up. And so she started the foundation with a specific purpose of raising awareness of what happens when people don't hear positive messages about being LGBTQ. And the foundation has really done some incredible work around that. The foundation has done a lot of incredible programming around the issues of bullying and hate. One big thing they've done is just emphasize that everyone needs to pay attention and speak up when they see bullying take place, because it's only when people object to bullying that it takes the bully's power away.
One of the composers is Ann Hampton Callaway. She is one of the contributors for this suite of music. What can you tell us about her work?
Well, she is one of the contributors, and it's an incredibly beautiful monument. It's probably my favorite moment. According to the libretto, which was based on conversations with Tyler's family, Tyler and his mom had a tradition that was established when he was very young, and that was that whenever they would part or say goodnight, one of them would sort of rush to say, "I love you," and the other would always answer, "I love you more." What Ann Hampton Callaway did was then this really incredibly heartbreakingly beautiful moment of music out of Jane Clementi's memory of that she can almost hear his voice. And so there's a dialogue that goes back and forth between the soloist, who actually represents the mother, and the chorus, which sort of represents Tyler. I mean, it's a showstopper. It's so incredibly beautiful, even more so knowing that it's rooted in such tenderness, such compassion, and such pain. It's an unforgettable piece. The ending is really quite moving. It takes a translation of a cynic quote that says something to the effect of, "The bridge of life is narrow, but if we cross together, it is plenty wide." And that there's no bridge that's too narrow to cross if we walk together. Right. It is a citywide event. It's being co-sponsored by St. James Cathedral downtown. And the concert will take place in the cathedral on March 21st.
Enjoyed this episode of Half Stack Highlights. Thank you, Paul, for taking the time to share the story and tell us about what's going on with Windy City Performing Arts. If you would like to connect with Paul, find out more information about Windy City Performing Arts, or purchase tickets to the upcoming performance, go to windycitysings.org. While you're there, take some time to stop by halfstackmag.com. And remember, you can keep up with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all at Half Stack Magazine. Thank you for listening.